And I'm bringing a message that I have preached before. I don't know if it's been preached here, but I know I've preached this message before. And it's coming, though, because it's important. And, you know, the congregation ain't the only one hearing this. This is recorded. It goes out. And, you know, tonight, you're here. You're back here. God allowed you to come back tonight. And, we're allowing God to just sit down, and the title of it is Three Steps of Faith, and I want to look at the three steps of faith tonight in 1 John, what John said here and about the three steps of faith. But I've preached this message before. Again, I don't know if I've given it here, but God brought it back to me. God put it back. And I want to read about it. I want to look at the three steps of faith. I want to look at how what it's like for not only for what the beginning, what the faith is at the beginning for the saved man and for also the lost. I want to look at it in those three areas tonight. And 1 John is where we'll be, chapter 1 and verses 1 through 7. If you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's word. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, the Bible says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. That this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk darkness, we lie and do not the truth." And verse 7, "But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." Let us pray. Lord God, I love you and I thank you, Father, for the reading of this word. God, I pray that as we dive off into your message this tonight, I pray that, Lord God, you just sit me down, I stand you up. Father God, I pray that you just move with us and you join us tonight, Father God, and allow us to see how you work tonight, Father God. I pray that you just anoint me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You go with us tonight, Father God, and you just watch over us, Father God. I pray that you just take Satan, you bind him up at the back door, and you cast him out, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you just allow him to have no stronghold in this place and a stronghold in anyone's life. Father God, I love you. Father God, I thank you. Again, bless the reading of this word. Be with us for this hour. It's in your name I pray and ask in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Three steps of faith tonight. The Bible shows us here in verse 1 of John 1, chapter 1 of John 1, that we must tell others about our steps of faith. And I know that if we never know how to get to Jesus Christ, we'd still be lost. I'd still be lost. I can't speak for you. But I know if somebody didn't ever tell me how to go and how to be saved, I'd still be a lost man. I'd know nothing about Jesus if somebody didn't never share Jesus Christ with me and lead me and teach me on how to become a Christian. And it's important in today's time because we think everybody has heard about Jesus Christ. And we would like to think that everybody has heard about Jesus Christ or been showed how to be saved. You know, that's not the case in the world we live in. There's people that's went out and never heard about Jesus Christ. There's people that come to an altar and they don't know how, or they make an altar somewhere and they don't know how to accept Jesus Christ. And there's three things I want to look at tonight, that how we can look at the steps of faith. So as Christians, do we as Christians have the steps of faith John is talking about tonight? Another question is how do we show our steps of faith? The first one I want to look at is how we show our steps of faith it's a basic step of faith. It's for the salvation, it's a basic step of faith. God didn't make His way a hard way. He didn't make the way to Him hard. He just told us to come. And if we come and we confess with our mouth that He's Lord and have faith, that we'll be saved. And he didn't make it hard. He didn't make it a long, drawn-out process. He didn't make us have to fill out an application to be saved. He didn't make us have to take our life and line it up with Scripture before we get saved. He just first told us to come as we are. And you know, I feel like that's what some folks feel like they have to be. They have to be clean before they ever come to the house of God. They feel like they have to have a somewhat decent life to come and just to even ask Jesus Christ in their life. That's not the case. We can come just as we are. If you're lost, you can come just as you are. You can make your if you ain't got brand new clothes, that's fine. Come just as you are. If your sin's piled up over your head, hey, come on, just come as you are. Jesus will save you, whether you're filthy as rags, or if you got a bunch of money in your bank account. He doesn't choose. He'll save you if you're lost. I see that it's a basic step of faith. He didn't make it hard to have salvation. So let's look here in First John chapter one. I see that basic step of faith is by hearing the word of life. It said, "And that which was from the beginning, which we have heard." We have heard it. If you've heard about Jesus Christ, then if you know anything about Jesus Christ, then you have heard about it. And I tell you that the first step to knowing about Jesus Christ is you have to hear about Him. The first way to get to knowing Him and having a personal relationship is somebody has got to tell you about Jesus Christ. A child, when they're born, they don't know nothing. They have no idea. They're relying on their parents to raise them, to teach them things. And that's the same way we are when we were born into this world as sinners. And we needed a Savior. We had to be taught how to follow Jesus, how to be saved. We had to be told how we could come and call on His name and have faith and confess with our mouth and believe that He's Lord and we shall be saved. We had to be taught these things just as a child had to be taught, as a child has to be taught daily on what's right and what's wrong. I see John said that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. I see hearing the word of life. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." You know, there's some folks out there that will say, you talking to them, and they like to take that, when you especially start talking about Jesus, they like turning that volume off. They like to tone you out. They don't want to hear about Jesus Christ. You know, I get to thinking about Brother Tony and Brother Austin and the ones that get to go to the end of the road up there, and they get to share Jesus Christ, and how many people drive by and how many people just turn them off, don't want to listen to what they got to share when they're out there giving out crosses and Bibles, and how many just turn away or roll their window up or don't even check up and they just drive on by. I get to thinking about that as me and Brother Tony's talked about it several times of what and how people are. And these are people in our back door. These are people that we probably know that we know by first name basis, and they drive right by because they don't want to hear about what good God's done. They don't want to hear about what wrong they're in. They don't want to hear about how to become or how to cleanse themselves. They don't want to know about Jesus. They just want to keep on living. You know, and as a lost person, I can say that when I was on that walk as well, I didn't want nobody telling me how to live my life. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I didn't want to hear the word. I didn't want to know about Jesus. I knew that if I heard about Jesus Christ, there would be something in the inside start staring. I knew that if somebody started telling me what I was doing was wrong, that eventually Jesus would come by and He'd start telling me, hey, He'd start knocking on that door. And we want me to accept Him. And I knew that. And I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear the word. I didn't want to hear that I was doing wrong. I see that it's the hearing was in the beginning. I also see that at the basic step of faith, we have to handle the word of life. He said, which in verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. How do we show our steps of faith? We have to handle the word of life. You know, if I don't never pick up my Bible, if I don't never pick it up, if I don't never handle it, I can't tell people about all that God's done. I can't know about my Father. I can't know what He's got waiting for me. I can't know everything about Him if I don't handle the Word of Life. You know, Brother BJ preaches on, or he'll mention it sometimes too. You know, your phone or your tablet, whatever you got, and you got it on your phone, and you can go to it, and you can put a Bible app on it. But there's just something about holding that leather Bible, that hardcover Bible, whatever you got. It's something about holding this Word. You know, our phones, our tablets, whatever we use as a device to read the Word of God. You know, you can get service and then you're distracted when a notification comes across your screen. You want to know what's in there. You want to know what that notification was. You want to read about it. You want to see. You want to be curious. So it's easy to slide off the Word of God. It's easy to get off the Word of God. Then we may be on Facebook. We may be on Instagram. We may be on Snapchat. Whatever it may be. We may be in our email. You know, I'm glad I use my phone as a Bible sometimes. I do. I'm not saying that it can't be used, but there's something about holding that real Bible in my hand. Hey, if I don't want no notification from the world and I want a notification from Jesus, I'll just open up this old Bible here. And I'll allow God to give me a notification. I'll allow God to send something and I'll read about it. I see that we must handle the Word of Life. Romans chapter 10 again in verses 9 through 13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all them that call upon him. On him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I see tonight that we must handle the Word of Life. I see that I know that if I handle the Word of Life, I can dig in and I can find out in Romans 10, 9 through 13 that on how I can become a Christian, how I have to believe in Jesus Christ in my life. So how do we show our steps of faith? It's a basic by hearing the Word of Life, by handling the Word of Life, but I also see that we by seeing the Word of Life. Look in John 1 again, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the Word of Life. I see that we must see it. You know, we can look around. You want to see the Word come true. I just say look around in this church. I would say look at the people that God showed up in, showed out in, that He's still working in. You want to see what God can do. You want to see His Word come to pass. You want to see His Word come to truth. Hey, look around. Look around at these people. Look around at the ones that's had some serious battles. Look around. Hey, look around in your life. What have you prayed for and He's come to pass? What have you asked Him to do in your life? You got to see it. You know, there's an old saying sometimes that says, I got to see it to believe it. There's a lot of lost folks that say that. How can you trust, put your faith in somebody you can't see? Folks, if you open your eyes, you can see Him. You can see Jesus Christ. I can see Him in my life. I can see the works that He's done. I can see Him all around. I look out and all you got to do is you can walk outside. You can see Jesus. This stuff didn't just pop up on earth. This stuff just didn't get here. Trees and dirt, that all that stuff just didn't get here. Me and you, we just didn't get here. Just look around. Open your eyes. It says that we must, basic step of faith, we must see the Word of Life. John said there, that which we have looked upon. For the life we have manifested in verse 2, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested of us unto us. And verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. I see we must see the Word. We must handle the Word of life, and we must hear the Word of life. The next point tonight is, how do we show our steps of faith? Not only by a basic step of faith, but for the saved man tonight, it's a believing step of faith. It's a believing step of faith. I see that faith tonight is forever. You know, that's a forever faith tonight. If you'll turn with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19, it's a forever faith. I got it wrote down. Nevertheless, the Bible says, 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19, he said, stand assured that having this seal, that seal on your life, when you ask Jesus to come into your life and your name is then written in the Lamb's Book of Life, he doesn't come back with an eraser and erase your name when you mess up. He doesn't wipe your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life when you mess up. It's there. If we mess up, we just have to go to him and ask for forgiveness. It's not a crutch, but it's there. And we have forgiveness with the Father. It said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. If you have made that prayer of repentance, and if you had sincere repentance in your life, if you took it and you prayed that prayer and you meant it, and you got up and you was changed, you are the child of God. Now, if you got in this altar and you just come up here and you prayed a prayer, and just because your friend done it, or because you just thought it looked good, or that you just thought that you would fit in with a crowd or fit in with somebody else, and you wasn't sincere and God wasn't drawing you, hey, then you're still bound for hell. It's still just words. It wasn't sincere. It wasn't real. It was just to fit in. It was just to fit in. I see tonight that's our faith. It's forever. For the one saved, that's an assurance tonight. It's great to know that I can't be erased out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It's great that I know that God knows that I'm a child of Him. I see tonight that it's a believing step of faith. It's forever. But it's also tonight, it's a forgiven faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a forgiven faith tonight. I know that when I mess up, that I can come to a forgiven God. I can come to a God that will forgive. That he'll take it and he'll correct me when I'm wrong. He'll correct me when I mess up. And as a saved man, he'll do that in your life because he don't want you to keep walking a path and going and getting off of the road. You know, there's sometimes in our life, like this morning, we don't like to be obedient sometimes because we think our plan may be a little bit better, so we walk our own path. And God will let us walk that path until we realize that we've messed up. God will allow us to go down that road. And then we find ourselves asking for His forgiveness, because if we'd have just followed His way to begin with, we'd have never been there. We'd have never been in the situation that we are. And it says, I see tonight that believing step of faith, it's forgiven this morning. Verse 3, it says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that we also may fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness. I see tonight that it's a forgiven faith. I see tonight that we can have joy and it can be full through Jesus Christ. I know that when I'm walking right with Jesus and I'm where I'm supposed to be in life, hey, my joy is full. If I'm not where I'm supposed to be at, I'm miserable. I'm wondering why and what's going on. I'm wondering where I'm at. I'm wondering what's going on, where I've stepped off at. And I'm looking for that place where I went wrong so I can get it right. I like being joyful. I don't like being miserable. I see tonight that it's a believing step of faith. It's forever. It's forgiven. But tonight, it's full. That leads me to my next point. It's full faith. That step of faith, the believing step of faith, it's a full faith. And four, it said, and these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. If you're a child of God tonight, you should have joy. You should have joy. You're no longer headed for a devil's hell. You're headed to the kingdom of heaven. You're headed to Jesus Christ when you depart this place. When we leave this old world, if you're a child of God tonight, you should be full of joy because you no longer have to suffer in a devil's hell. Now, if you're lost in here, you're miserable. You're most man miserable in this place. You have no joy. You have no peace. You have no rest. You're not full of Jesus. You need Him. You're longing for what that person that's always joyful. You're longing for what they have. And it's Jesus Christ. You know, I ain't never seen somebody say that they wanted to be around somebody that was always negative and act like somebody that was always negative and just miserable. No, I've always said, man, I want what he's got. If he's joyful and he's got, it looks like he's got everything going on, everybody wants to be like that person. Everybody wants to be fit in right there with them. I ain't never seen somebody want to just be miserable all the time. I ain't never seen somebody say, hey, man, how do you become miserable? If you lost, you're miserable. If you get out of the will of God, you're miserable. I see tonight that it's a full faith. It's that your joy may be full. But I see tonight that for the lost, for the sinner, tonight, that step of faith, it's a bloody step of faith. It's a bloody step of faith. 1 John 1:9, that bloody step of faith, it'll cleanse the sinner. Jesus bled and died on the cross. His blood was shed for you and me. That cross was bloody when he hung on that cross for me and you. It's a bloody step of faith. He took his blood for me and you. Cleanses the sinner. That blood will cleanse you tonight if you're lost. 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That blood will cleanse you tonight. That blood tonight from Jesus Christ, it's a cleansing blood. It's pure. It'll wash you white as snow. It's a bloody step of faith for the sinner. I know that when I was lost, that when they got to talking about the blood of Jesus and how if that I would just come and if I would just call on his name and believe in my heart that he had risen from the dead and that he died on a cross for me. They told me these things and that he shed his blood for me, that if I would just put my faith in him, if I would just call on his name and just ask him to come in my life, I would be clean. I'd be clean tonight. I see that bloody step of faith tonight will not only cleanse the sinner, but it'll also save the sinner. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in that blood of Jesus. Again in verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But I want to go back to a verse I read earlier in Romans 10. In verse 9, that if we shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I know that I have a way there is because Jesus gave his life for me. I know that that verse is true because I've experienced it in my life. I know that his blood will wash me white as snow. I know that when I asked him to come into my life, everything I had ever done up to that point, it was cast as far as the east is from the west. Tonight, if you're miserable, if you don't have Jesus and that's what you're looking for, if you're looking to get rid of your misery, if you're looking for joy, if you're looking for the thing for Jesus Christ and looking to get rid of the things of this world, come to Jesus. His blood was applied for you It was applied for me. It was applied for the world. It said that if we shout, believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. I see there's blood. It'll save a sinner tonight. It'll save that lost man tonight. But there's one other thing that blood will do. That's my last point. That blood will cling to the saved. That blood will cling to the saved. Once you become a child of God, that blood's been applied on your life. You've got something to cling to. As a lost person, you don't have that blood to cling to. When you accept him in your life, you can cling to Jesus Christ. You won't never forget about what the blood of Jesus done for you once you become to know him. You'll never forget what he done on Calvary once you ask him to come into your life. I see that we can cling, that blood will cling to the saved. It said in verse 9, and if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. It'll cleanse us. That blood, it clings to us. It cleanses us from all unrighteousness. For the blood, that's why we have forgiveness. Due to the blood of Jesus, that's why we have forgiveness. If he had never gave his blood, if he had never died on Calvary, we would be miserable. We'd still be lost. We'd have a debt that we and you couldn't pay. But for his blood, we have a way. We have a way to the Father. We have a way to be cleansed tonight. As our music team comes, tonight, have you taken the basic step of faith to believe in God so that the blood can be applied to your life? Have you allowed God to knock on your heart's door and not pass him by? If you've passed him by and he's knocking tonight, I wouldn't turn away this time. You're not promised the next. But if you're saved tonight, if you are a child of God, but you just ain't where you're supposed to be, hey, I tell you, somebody said it a while ago. I think it's Sister Vicky. This church has been hit hard. Not only is it just Brother BJ, Brother Roy this morning, he was involved in a crash on the way back here. Brother Johnny. Brother Charles. Brother Lee. We can go around the room. There's people that sit beside you on a regular basis that's got something going on. And it's all because, though, one, there's a building going up. And there's people allowing God to move in their life. But two, I know as this building's been going up, God's been moving in a mighty way in this place. We've watched souls be saved. We've watched things happen. We've watched healing. We've watched God work. And Satan can't stand it. And there's something I've been putting in my prayer. Because I've watched these things. I've been seeing this stuff just slowly build up. The Bible says that no weapon against us shall prosper. Formed against us shall prosper. If you don't think one minute that it can't be you next, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. Because Satan's waiting to see who he can strike next. He's got somebody in sight. And I pray it ain't nobody in this room. I pray it ain't me. But if it is, maybe that weapon that's formed against me won't prosper. Because I know that as long as I'm rooted in Jesus Christ, I can stand on His Word. I can stand on His Word. Let us pray. Lord God, I love You, and Lord God, I thank You. God, I thank You for the ones that was able to come back tonight. Father God, for the ones that ain't here, Father God, the things going on, decoration and all that, Lord God, bless them. God, every member of His church, if their name's on that roll, God, I pray right now, under the sound of my voice, that You'd watch over. God, as You're doing something big here, God, as You got things going on and You got things in this place that You're working and the people that You're moving through and the people that's coming to that's been rededicating their life to salvations, Father God, all the good that we're seeing. God, I pray that You just cover them, Lord God, in Your Holy Spirit. You cover every name on that church row. I don't care, Lord God, if they ain't been here in a month of Sundays, Lord God. I pray right now that if they're on that church row, Lord God, You protect them. God, that they see Your grace, that they see Your mercy, that they see Your hedge of protection around their life. God, You watch over them. God, I pray for everyone in this room tonight. God, as we depart our ways, Lord God, I pray that You protect us, You watch over us, that You bring us back at our next appointed time. Lord God, I pray tonight if there's somebody in here that hasn't taken the basic step of faith, or the one that may hear this message tonight, if there's somebody out there, Lord God, that hasn't taken the... God, I pray You reach down, You knock on that heart's door, and You convict their life, and they come to know You before it's eternally too late. Father God, I pray that tonight, Lord, again, if somebody in here, Father God, that's just backslidden, walked away, Father God, that or just struggling with something, Lord God, allow them to come, Father God, just tonight and get down in an old-timey altar and work it out with You, Father God. Father, I love You. Father God, I thank You. Bless this invitation. It's in Your name I ask, and in Your name I pray. Amen.